What a blessing to praise God in song. I'm going to read just a few verses from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, and reflect on those with you this morning. It's good to be back here again. I think last time I came here, I came through a snowstorm. It's a little different today. Both were beautiful. So here's the word of the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and he's just talked about these heroes of the faith, all these people in chapter 11. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of the Lord. I based a graduation address this spring, a college graduation address, on this passage. The very week that the Dow Jones hit 12,800 points. Now it's down 15% since then. And people are nervous and wondering, many of them, about their security. 12,008 was a great point. It looked like we were on the road to recovery, and we had regained almost all of what we had lost in the downturn since 2008. And people, though still cautious, were thinking, maybe we can start living a little bit again, indulging ourselves a little bit, feeling a sense of security and stability. And then, of course, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been on a roller coaster. Might as well have been at Cedar Point on their most breathtaking ride. And now we're not so sure, so secure. How does the Christian respond in the fluctuation of daily living, of circumstances far beyond our control, in the light of congressional impasses and political parties that are locked into confrontation and unwillingness to compromise and resolve things that will set us all in a more positive direction? Do they even know what those solutions are? In the give and take of our daily lives, what does it take to live well? What is the art? What is the gracefulness? What is the composure? What is the sense of well-being that we can maintain in the light of those ups and downs? I think this text works as well on August 21 as it did the last day of April, last week of April. It gives the Christian a sense of balance. When my son was in college and law school, he used to get some of these glossy men magazines, you know, with the Bentleys and the Rolls Royces and the flashy sports cars. Heavy, thick paper, beautiful photography, airbrushed women pushing the highest grades of wine and whiskeys, designer clothing. selling the art of living well in a materialistic culture. He now has one child and another baby on the way, and he has turned to more mature and adult things in his life. And we thank God for that. What is the art of living well for a Christian? What is it? I think Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 clues us in. It gives us four simple verbs. I've paraphrased a couple of them. And I want to look at those four words with you briefly this morning. And those four words, or those four themes, are the four points that I want to make in this sermon. And those four points are that the art of living well involves discarding, striving, focusing, and contemplating. Those four. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off. Let us discard. Let us get rid of. We all go there. We've all been there, cleaning out clothes from our closets that we haven't worn in 5 or 10 years,